My name's Libby Bateman. I work for the Upper Eden Community Plan, which is a community project covering 17 different parishes across Upper Eden, which is one of the most remote areas in the country.
What are you trying to achieve then? What are the aims of this plan?
We need to get broadband into every single household in the community, into the farms, into the villages and up the mountains.
And how are you going to do that?
We aim to do this by a mixture of different kinds of networks, essentially fibre. We need to get into fibre. But the first mile from the community is looking to be gone on wireless network.
So what are the obstacles in your way? Because some of the communities you're dealing with are very, very remote, aren't they?
The obstacles that are currently in our way is we need to get organisations such as British Telecom, who plan, as they said today, they plan to deliver to 80% of the Cumbrian community. We need them to actually tell us exactly which is going to be the 20% they're not delivering to. Then that can let us get on and deliver our own next generation access.
And how would you do that?
We do it via two different methods. Each community is facing different solutions. We've got the parish of Malastang, which has got the Settled Calais railway running right through the middle of it. Great little example, because they already have an existing wireless network which has got a poor backhaul at present. Now, if we could turn that backhaul round, we could get them a point of presence off of the fibre, off of the railway, then we can actually just click their boxes back into a different plug. But the big society who we're currently working with the Upper Eden Community Plan, they're looking at helping us work with Network Wales to get into that fibre. We also need to look at the schools network. There's an organisation called CLEO, which is a Cumbrian and Lancashire Education Online, and they provide fibre to most of the schools that run into our little communities.
Can you do that? Are you allowed to tap into that? Because that was paid for out of public money.
Currently, we can, as long as we can prove a market failure, which is why we need British Telecom to tell us where they're not going to deliver. Then it's considered a market failure, and the state aid rules do not apply to us using the public-funded networks.